Welcome, everyone. This is Nichelle Anderson, and I'm your host for both of my podcast shows. That's Nichelle Anderson, Short Stories and Beyond, and Surviving Your Journey Toward Success. I have a special guest today. Mr. Chris Jenkins is in the house today. We're going to talk about his new release. We're going to talk about his journey, and we're going to get into the song that I wrote that he became a part of that is just wonderful, y'all. But let me go ahead. Before I start, I'm going to go ahead and say a prayer. And then we'll get into this, okay? So in this day, I am thankful to the Prime Creator of all things that I give thanks for the blessing opportunity that I will use it for the greater good. All right, so thank you so much, everybody. Welcome to this journey. We have Chris Jenkins today. How you doing?
I'm doing great, doing great. Doing the best I can. That's what I've been telling people all day. I'm just doing the best I can right now.
I know, and I love that word, the very best. All right,
give it
all that, all that you get. We're going to get into this a lot that I want to cover today. This will be broadcast to everybody on both of my podcast shows. So let's get into this, Chris. Let's just get into the music. Because right now you're in the studio, so everybody, hear some background noise. That's him working on another music collaboration there. Let's talk about that. How did you enter the music industry? Like, what made you want to pursue? And, you know, because you very much are talented. You can write, you can arrange, you're an engineer, you're a mixer, all of that. How did you get into that? Could you share that with everybody?
Definitely. Well, you know, it's, you know, that story everybody kind of like has when they get into music. You know, I was born to do this, and, you know, I started and I was in church and yeah, all of those types of things. So it's pretty much a lot of that, you know,
really?
Singing in church, on the choir, that type of time. You know, listening to like my older cousins, they had a case full of CDs. This back when CDs was like a thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, just listening to that and working on our own cassette tapes type stuff. So this is like a long time ago, but just wanting to be expressive, because when you growing up in certain situations, you don't get a chance to express yourself, especially when you're around adults and they have their own lives going on, things happening in their lives. And then it kind of like, you know, they don't know that it's affecting you when they actually going through the moment. So,
I hear you.
Just writing music, it allowed me to express myself. And then I took a notice that other people was going through the same things. You know, it's like I had issues with my pop. They had issues with their pop. And it was like, man, I feel what you're saying. So it's like, you know, I just kept going on with it. So that's kind of like how I started doing music, though.
I love that, being aware of your surroundings. I talk about that all the time here, podcast show, because that helps you to understand. Sometimes it's not you, what you're experiencing, that you caused it or what have you.
Right.
But you can flip it and learn from it. So it won't, so you won't be, you know, everybody has a journey, but it's good just to kind of look at things, kind of get an understanding. And so that created to your creativity in music. So that's awesome. Which I'm gonna jump ahead of myself, but which part do you really like doing as an independent artist? Writing the music or performing it? I think you like performing. I'm gonna go ahead and say it, but what
do you think? I mean, all of it's cool. I guess I like the end result. I do like the end result. Of course, I love the process too. You know, the process is like very important.
You're creating
very good
in that.
You know, coming up with the idea.
Yeah.
I'll probably say the part that I love the most is when you trying to come up with something.
Yeah.
And you don't have nothing yet, and you just kind of like doubting yourself, and then by the time you get to the end of it, you're like, man, this is
you
hard.
You had it out of love.
Yeah.
Exactly what you feel. I was saying, like, I don't know what part. Like, like you said earlier about the music, well, for me, I never really wanted to. I mean, of course, I dreamed of being a singer one day, because you see all your artists that you love, but
feel
like my journey just to kind of get my brand
out
there.
That's dope.
But I do connect what you said about just now about, you know, that's kind of like when you're in the beginning, you're like, oh, okay, I don't, you know, it's like a blank canvas, right? And then, but when you go through the process, you're like, man, I had it all along or something like that.
Cause they
all
gel.
Where did you get this from? Like, I just came up with it. That's when you know you're talented in a way, blessed by God. Okay, let's talk about independent artists. What do you think? I got so much I got to get in here. I'm sorry. I get excited.
No, you good.
I'm excited. What about the independent artists? Where do you think that's going now? It's 2020. The industry of that. I know it's been around for a long time, but I'm just kind of getting your insight of it, of what people can do if they want to create music. Do they have to feel like they need to be with this or that? What are your take on that? I think it's moving, because we've got so much tools that we can use to be able to create our creativity. Go ahead.
Of course, you know, it's like that consistency. You know, you got to have consistency and discipline.
Love that word.
Kind of like start off with that, because that's what I'm working on now myself. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I tell people around me. You know, we just got to work on our consistency and our discipline. And that's what we're trying to get right. Well, that's what we're getting right right now. Right. But I see, like, you know, the independents are taking matters into their own hands, like even more. You know, of course, it's always been around. You know, you got Master P, you got, you know, all of these artists that just doing their own thing, like especially like artists out in Texas and things like that. They don't really need like a record label or, you know, they have enough motion around them that to where they can, you know, feed their families and do what they want to do. I feel like, especially like with the NFTs and, you know, you got the cryptocurrency that's coming into play. Where you know you can, if you're an artist, you can, or any type of artist, not just music artist, but you can have your fans and the people, your supporters in your community. Right. They can take part and make money off of your project as well, or you know have some type of that type of value. You know, instead of you just selling the project to them, like, here, take my project, you get the money. Now it's a way where everybody like eats and they're like shareholders, you know, teaching them how to do things like that. So
Yes, and I know you're getting on that because you got your YouTube channel. We're gonna make sure we're gonna be able to talk about that.
I gotta get my YouTube channel back.
You gonna get it?
I had it going when I first started, but I kind of stopped going, and you know, things happen in life.
You get busy. You're independent. You know, you're an independent enterprise over here.
Right, quick, I definitely
want to bring you back to talk about that, about the NFT. Just to kind of put that, we ever have time in the future, but I would definitely like to kind of expose that because that's what I want to do too. With the NFTs, and you said it so perfectly of overall the objective of that with music or with any type of art. Now it's to me it's like changing the game. If you're not, like you said, you don't have to really be signed to this or that or be connected. You can have your own enterprise of your own talent, connect to your fans. And I love how you said that because there's two, it's similar to like having the Discord community or the YouTube
community.
Your fans go directly to the source. Yes.
Telegram, things like Discord, Telegram.
Spread it out. Very good. Okay, I gotta get into this. Let me ask you this. So, you work with different people, like in your music work career. What is your definition? What makes it work? Makes it happen when you work with different people? What do you think is the main thing that to make it happen? You know, collaborate, and then you have the finished product.
I would have to say like communication.
Yeah.
I think communication is like key with anything. If and the end result is like being good, it's like okay, you can work with this type of stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's like communication. If I had to say anything, you know, because there's different things you can say, but I say communication because
I agree.
When you dealing like with what I do with the music, when you sending a beat over and you're not really explaining to me what you need from it. And I'm putting my own flavor to it, and I send it back, and you're like, nah, that's not what we want. Then it's like, okay, now you should have told me what you needed type time, and I can get that, you know. Then normally when you send it back, you'll be like, ah, this is exactly what I wanted right here. So that's kind of like the thing.
That's why you're so thorough, though. You do your research.
No, I do the best I can. You do very good research.
I'm like, I ain't never had nobody ask me something like that. I'm like, wow, you know, it really makes you feel that you're going to be part of the overall creative process, you know, the end result.
Right.
And to, you know, no confusion in the beginning. So I think that's a wonderful attribute. Communication is always key.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, it's the main thing. Let me talk about your music. Let's get into this.
It's the kingship in me.
Ooh, you came out swinging. Yeah. I love it. And you know, we just talked about the other day about, you know, independent artists and having your own power, empowerment. Looking what resources are out there now. It's so different back, you know, 20, 30 years ago. So really no excuse in that sense. So you just got to motivate yourself. But for you, for your new release, let's talk about that. Talk about the title. I think it's a very catchy title. Talk about overall, you know, the journey to that. Go ahead.
Well, with that record, and I appreciate that too. You say you're
Mole.
Like,
Mole.
Yeah,
Mole.
I was trying to make y'all pronounce it right.
Some people say Mole.
I appreciate that too. You know, that's support that you be doing too. So I appreciate that. But with that record, because it's not actually my song. It's like it's a dude named, and it's not a. I guess it is a curse word. So I, you know, excuse me to your audience, but it's his name. Mala Pride, but he's from out of France, out of Marseille, France. He's a producer. He made beats, And, you know, he found what I was doing. He found out what I was doing, and we linked up. And, you know, those that's one of the maybe three or four. We done worked on like three or four records so far. But that's one of the records that he want to push. So yeah, that's basically how it came about, is that he just been sending me records, just been sending me songs and sending me beats. And, you know, I'll just put the vocals to it. I mean, like I said, we'll talk about everything on the back end and whatnot. Yeah. That's kind of like how it goes. It's pretty much his song, though. It's not like my song or anything like that. It's like for his project.
But see, you did a wonderful job. People see to check you out so they can check out other projects that you're doing. If you come out with anything new, and then your website, we can get all into how the people can contact you. So basically, let's go through the list. You know, everybody know I like to do my list of my surviving your journey to a success. You're a songwriter. Well, you can write music, pretty much the lyrics.
Right.
You a mixer, engineer, mm-hmm. in that sense, and produce your own beats, right? I forgot about that.
I do make beats, but I'm not like, I don't want to, no disrespect to the real people producers that they work like hard, like that make that's making beats. Right. Now I do produce songs. Now I'm a producer when it comes to making songs, but you know, as far as making beats, I'm still working on that and getting better at that. You know what I'm saying?
It's a journey,
but we're somewhere. Like they be laughing at me with some of my beats, but
But when it's time for you to flow, you flow.
Yeah. We're gonna rock out.
What's the name of the song that you had, you were part of, that got released last Friday the 1st? What was it?
It's called Get the Bag. I think they named it Get to the Bag.
Get to the Bag.
Right. Because you know they out there in France, they real proper. They like to say things specifically.
That's why I rock out
with Buddy, because he be on point too. He real organized too with his what he's doing.
That's great. But at least you get to feature be there on the songs. People get to kind of understand and know you. Yeah. So it was okay for me to promote it, right? Because I like.
You good.
Get the name out there.
You know me personally. You know me personally.
I would just scream like, Chris, go get it. Go get the bag. That's what you gotta do, man. You gotta keep going.
Yeah, because you know a lot of people be like, man, I don't care about the money, because I'm one of those type people. But still, at the end of the day, you still gotta go and get to the money. So that's kind of like the thing.
Right, that's what it is. And I love your promos. Oh, that's so cute. Your promo image. Oh, that's just,
I'm just trying.
Awesome.
We be doing the best we can.
Y'all working it. And let me get on there before I move on. It's like, you can work what you have. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to have this or that and present it and be on time. Like you said, with the consistency, that means that's number one. Researching what's out there to be able to roll out whatever project you're in. You know what I mean? If you're not backing on the front end, or you're doing the vocals or what have you, just do the necessary research, the planning, and then you can be able to execute that so it can manifest. Connect for that you can communicate. That's what he's saying. I always like to do a recap in the middle of my podcast. What we learned today. Yeah, communicate, like Chris said. Communicate. When communication is good in the beginning, sometimes in the beginning it could be like friction or what have you. You know, that happens to me. I just kind of take my time and make sure that we're understanding one another, acknowledge what the other person is saying and what I'm saying, because it could be something wonderful and it's just those energies trying to block it. So communication is key. It's being patient to understand. Of course, you want to be respected. Everybody does. But for the most part, it's just that trying to wringle those out to a smooth sailing, and then woo, there's a finished project that you stuck together and y'all created like a masterpiece, something you can go back and like, wow, I was a part of that, you know? Right. So that's the whole thing. Now let's get into it. Are you working on anything else you want to kind of share with us before we kind of talk about this? Any other projects that you want to kind of give a shout out about?
Well, we are working on a lot of music.
Tell us.
But like the TV and film, that's basically like, I can't really say too much on it, but you know, like me and the artists that I'm working with. So that's like the next move, because like you said, with it being the independent, the streaming platforms like Apple Music and Spotify, they're not showing a lot of love to the artists in general, but really the independent artists on the platform. So like I said, I think that, you know, moving into the TV and film industry and learning how to sync. I know that's the field you in. So syncing that music is definitely one of the ways to go.
Oh, I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Mm-hmm. And it's so many opportunities, particularly like you said, with the streaming now, and then you can offer that platform either with content or just creating a platform that people can be able to be a part of. You know, it's kind of more than what we see on YouTube, but an actual, network or what have you. Oh, I love it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's pivot towards relationships. I don't mind Nichelle Anderson, Short Stories and Beyond. I talk about true love, talk about all of that there. But when we talk about relationships, we can kind of talk about work life too, but because we all forming a connection with someone else to be able to receive the end goal, like we talked about early in this interview. But let's kind of get into that. If we talk about relationships, what do you define as a healthy relationship in love?
Eating healthy food.
Both of y'all have to eat healthy food.
Yeah, because eating healthy food will make you make the right decisions. Taking herbal medicine, not taking Tylenol and all that type of stuff. You know what
you
I'm saying?
That's healthy. That's healthy. I didn't even expect that. Yeah.
That's healthy. It's gonna be a domino effect. If you eat healthy, you're gonna feel better. You ain't gonna be angry and arguing.
You ain't
gonna
be angry like, why you didn't cook this? Why you didn't do that? Why you didn't throw the trash out? What's going on with you? You ate. That's funny. So if you
but if you're not eating healthy and you're not doing that, you know,
it's not gonna be a healthy relationship mentally. That's what you're trying to say.
Right. Well, that too. I mean, but I would say like being understanding. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like having an understanding of each other's perspective.
Right.
Because nobody has the same perspective. Everybody has a different perspective on thing, on like the same thing. Everybody has a different perspective on it. Right. And kind of like not shunning the person and being like, well, nah, that ain't right. Or nah, that's wrong. You know, just kind of like taking in a perspective and being like, okay, that's how somebody else in the world views it. But I view it like this. You know what I'm saying? So,
Right. And I love when you say that, not shun the other person, because the relationship is all about giving. When you give, you shall receive. And you want to be able to be loving. Like every time, you can't just say everything out your mouth to the other person that you in a committed relationship with, or what you define that commitment is. But say it in a way that, you know, you're acknowledging the person, you're respecting that person, but as well, you're respecting your heart too, because there's two hearts in it on the bottom line. So you have to make sure that, oh, I love it. I didn't expect you to say that, and that's funny, Chris. You a comedian, you ain't told nobody. Did you tell Joe?
You know, when I was graduating high school, and everybody else was getting scholarship awards, I was getting the class clown award. So maybe I did miss the calling.
Yeah,
I might open up a comedian club.
You might. So,
a comedian club.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's talk about change. Change in relationships that requires it for the better and the peace of mind. I always like to talk about that peace of mind. Like, you know, change happens. How do you think that go about accepting that change? Like maybe it's a redirection, the creativity of a product, or maybe you're in a relationship and, you know, change happened. Maybe the person that you with have to move or something because of the job. So that's a big change. So how do you accept something that was this, but now it's going to be the new norm? Like some people is very restrictive of anything. They like to keep it the same way. Goal mindset. But to keep a peace of mind, how do you feel about how to accept change?
Well, with the change, I think it all depends on if you're on the profiting side or if you're on the non-profiting side. Like, cause the people who profiting from the change, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? And I think that if I'm on the profiting side, I'll feel like, man, it's all good. But if you're not on the profiting side of it, let's say, you know, somebody just getting fired from work and they don't know they're getting fired from work type of time. So it's like, you know, on that side, you know, you just have to adapt to it. You gotta, you know, you can't go and be sobbing and being down and all of that type of stuff, even though that's gonna happen. You just gotta snap out of it, you know. Just let you know, just go through your what would I call it?
Go through your emotions. So just
go through the emotions of it. Yeah. Let it happen. But don't sit in it too long. You know, bounce back.
Ooh, that's what I say. All the time on my show.
Right.
Ooh, you need to be a motivational speaker, Chris.
Yeah. I agree. They need to pay me a lot of money to do it too. For real, I'm bringing my whole team with me.
Get to that bag. Yes, I love it. All right, let's talk about my song, Kingship. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Rapper on that. What type of motivational thing that you could take away from the message that I'm trying to say? You did an awesome job.
And I know that it's a appreciate it. I know that, and that's like I was telling you, some great ideas too with what you're doing. I definitely I'm ready to see that take off as well. With the record, as far as the motivating part of the things I took from it, I would have to say, like, know who you are.
Right.
Know who you are and know where you came from. And remember, you know, so I'll just keep it like that. Know who you are, know where you came from, and remember.
You know, that's one of my favorite words.
Right.
I remember. So, yeah, I love when you say using that. Yeah, that's one of my takeaways from my book, to remember who you are, because it's just right. like the, one of the ancient sage of Egypt. Ancient Egypt was know thyself. That's a deep type of foundation, but it's so true, because once you know that, you could through reading, through connecting with people that you connect with, like Chris even went deep, eat good food. does impact your mood, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And kingship to me is like, to the males out here that's in whatever journey that they are on, that you can't aspire to reach your greatest success, but it all starts by knowing yourself and putting the motions, planting the seeds, keep going. So own those sorrow at the line where some days are sorrow, but then you came out of that, and then it's about that, like, even though that happened, that shouldn't define you. And you said that you basically been saying this for the whole interview, and I appreciate you.
Right Oh no, for sure. Yeah. Like I say, just know who you are, know who you came from. And I think that what you speaking about, like the ancient Egypt, and I guess, you know, things like Kemet and things like that, it will help people remember, you know.
Right, yeah.
When you're putting it into that visual form of being on, you know, like a TV box or on the internet, or they can watch it on YouTube.
Right.
Or anywhere, on your website, any place that they can watch it, it helps them remember, you know, what you're promoting, because you don't have a lot of people that's like, well, you really just don't see it a lot. I'm pretty sure it's a lot of people that's promoting, you know, to do better and promoting positive things. It's just that you don't see it a lot. It's good that you're doing that, you know, sending out that positive message, you know.
Definitely, I just like to give, because I feel that's the 360 of life. I don't want to go too deep either, but for a male, to me, they was the first in the name of God. And it's not about, and I'm going to talk about something we had talked, and then you mentioned, like, you know, we got to have the queens too, you know, because you give it too, which is wonderful, because you put it on a scale, it is a balance, but the first it was the male. So to me, when I break that down, it's like the planting the seed, get ready for the harvest. And then God came about and went, you know, to have a companion. That's where the queens come in. But for right now, this song is about those that are males, that, you know, you can create anything, because you're like the power of God in your hands when you're going forward, moving, not destruction, but production.
Right.
Forward and build kingdoms, and so that take eating good, like you said, Chris, that take understanding your worth. Understanding your worth is so important, that I felt when I wrote that song, and understanding where you fit in the world, because sometimes we get lost in the world, just to kind of give a mirror, like, you remember. That's why in the cover image is the person, it's basically the person looking at themselves to remember, and then looking at all what they built, you know what I mean? Because you have sour days, but it should not define you. So that's what I wanted that song to be able to project. And boy, did you rap it. Ooh, you know, I got another take on it too. But just without the music. Ooh, it sounds good. Then when I add the music, that's going to be one of my mix, y'all. But nonetheless.
I think that when I sent you the record the first time, I want to say, or maybe this was on the second. Well, I know when I sent you the record, I don't think it was right. I think I was rapping it, I think, or something like that. And it was like, no, this ain't.
It was the first one. Like, wait a minute, I heard Chris. That don't sound like Chris. Right. But I didn't know Chris got so many ways. He's good with vocals, y'all. Yeah, you can't, because it's a person. It sounds like another person just kind of like saying something, you know, that. Chris said, that's me too.
right, for sure.
Yes, talented. I appreciate that. Yes.
For sure.
But you know what, Mike, I know we're going to be talking about kingship, but it's another song that you rap me with. If y'all listening, y'all getting a 4-1. It's called Lanterns. Man, wait till y'all hear that one.
Right.
I was like, ooh, like I'm listening to my album. What the heck? I'm dancing that all day. Ooh, you're so talented. And I'm so happy now that you're looking into TV and film, because that's basically why I'm here in Atlanta, is for that. So we can continue to, you know, collaborate. And then, you know, I know I'm jumping ahead, but I'm so excited when I do these podcasts. It's through a pigeon for me, okay? It's food for the soul.
Sure.
You're going to be, I'm asking you on the spot, because I want to do a video for kingship.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that. But I'm interested.
No, definitely. Yeah, yes. Just let me know.
I'll let you ahead of time.
Right, so
people can see how good you good, Chris. You got real talent, man. And you know, you down with it. You know what I'm saying? You really easy to talk to, easy to work, a professional. But I definitely want to do that video. Have you, has been seeing you in there singing that, rapping it, sorry. But yeah. That'll be interesting. I'll let you know. But yes, but he also on the other song too, y'all, Atlantis. Y'all hearing that for the first time, I'm talking about it. And he does a wonderful job. Wonderful job. So anyway, I want to thank you so much for being here on my shows. And I appreciate your professionalism. I said that before, but being nice and being easy to talk to, being approachable. And I wish you much success.
Great supporter. And you know, whatever you do on your end, we're going to be supporting you right back.
And I appreciate that. And Chris, I forgot to ask you some two questions before we leave. The first question is, what's your favorite food and why?
My favorite food. What's my favorite food?
You was talking about good food. You was talking about good food to me today. That pizza you got on your Instagram, hey, I know you didn't cook it, but that looks good. What was that pizza?
School pizza. That's a school pizza from back in the day.
That was a good pizza, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
That's
for
when
sure.
It really was weak. I don't know what the hell is that, but
if I had to say what's my favorite food, I guess the cliche thing is like macaroni or something like that.
Well, I love macaroni. Your next quick question is, where will you go if you could go anywhere for 1 year? Where would that be and why?
Where would it be? Because I would say Costa Rica. Just because I've always wanted. Yeah, I'll go out there for a year. And like I said, just probably take the studio and just record out there, you know, for a while.
You need to do that.
I don't know for sure. That's like one of the things on the bucket list. Just to kind of like be in a different environment and see what kind of music comes from being out there.
Ooh, you need to do that. I love that. I get some good vibes on that. You got to plan that.
No, for sure. I feel like it's very peaceful.
Maybe
your
beats in there too. Ooh, you'll be
jumping.
Ooh, I love that.
Maybe find some producers around the area. So we have no choice but to adapt to their culture.
Right. Ooh, I love that. You got to do that, Chris. This say that, I think that's going to be great. Okay, the last question. What is your favorite motivational quote that you can give to the listeners so they can take away?
It's a lot of quotes in the world because, you know, you see us on Instagram and all that stuff all the day. Everybody's a philosopher. And I love it. I love it. I ain't tripping. I love seeing
everybody a philosopher. That's true. I'm about to drop some too. I got a book here. This Ether book. I'm about to drop some too as soon as I get a time.
Okay, dope. Definitely make sure it come across the timeline so we can see that. And support it. But I would have to say no matter what. No matter what. That's one of the songs that I have. If you go to my YouTube, you'll be able to see that record. I'm gonna do this no matter what. That's like just never stop, never quit, no matter what nobody say. Like,
I can't wait for our video new Keyshaw. Oh, I can't wait. You gotta wear that awesome black coat. I like that. You look so hard. No, look at him. He's folding it. I love it.
Let's go.
I love that. No matter what, that's what I say to people in my podcast shows. That's what I say to my own life. No matter what you don't see yet, that's walking on faith. You shall succeed. Just keep going.
Right.
You don't give up. Thank you so much, Chris. You really do need to be a motivational.
Yeah, we're working on it. I gotta get myself together.
Came out swinging.
That's
how you do it. That's how you do it. You don't give up. All right, Chris, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining me today. And quick, can you go ahead and tell people how people can contact you? What's the best platform to get to reach you?
I'm Chris Jenkins TVG. That's Chris Jenkins. T is in Tom, V is in Victor, G is in George. You know what I'm saying? Chris Jenkins TVG on pretty much every platform. Or you can just go and type in Chris Jenkins no matter what or anything like that. It'll more likely to pull me up. And ChrisJenkinsOfficial.com, that's my website. We're actually working on the website right now, getting everything done, getting pictures and videos and all that stuff set up for it. So right now, but you can still go to the website and subscribe to the site. That way, when we go live, you'll get a notification letting you know that we live, because that's where I'm going to be at majority of the times on the website. You know, just kind of like building the brand from there and just using the social media platforms, you know, as just a way to drive traffic and just, you know, bring people to the site to see who want to build with me in my community, well, in our community, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, so, yes, I definitely do that. With my website too, I told you about it. I'm working on too to the film, part of my dream.
Right.
So yeah, so we're definitely going to stay in contact.
And shout out to Atlanta, man. We love you, Chris.
Y'all wait to the song he did for me. Y'all wait to the song, Atlantis. Man, he just lived off the roof. I Man, wait till y'all hear it. Yes. We appreciate you doing that.
But I appreciate that. I appreciate everything, too.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and stay in touch. And everybody, guess what? We're going to wrap this up. And I'll talk to y'all in the next one. That's a wrap. Sure. Tell her let's get it. Let's go. Count these digits. I'm minding my business. I'm one of the realest that you'll ever mention. Yeah, don't look down. We way up there. Elevator broke. We took. Keep moving. Definitely in you. Own it. Be it. Live it. Your kingship.